Among the Yidden in Lithuania, there is a sort of a legend regarding three great Talmidim in Yeshivas Volozhin. And this was in the Tkufa, of course, that Reb Chaim Volozhin was Miyasa the Yeshiva, established the Yeshiva Volozhin. These three Talmidim distinguished themselves as being exceptional, way above the average Talmud that was learning in Volozhin at the time. One of them, for example, had great yichus, basically seven generations rabbonim, one behind the other, and so on. The second one, he distinguished himself as a tremendous bal midos, tremendous character, refined character, and a very, very edel person, very exceptional. And the third Talmud distinguished himself by being extremely bright, very, very sharp. The Charif Moyach. In addition to that, he was also a very big Masmid. Turns out that after a while, they happened to be caught up in the Haskola that was prevalent at the time, which was the Tkufa of the Enlightenment and so on. And the Haskola at the time, by the way, were influenced many, many people. Many of them, which were even Talmidei Chachamim and so on, that they were taken in by that. And these Talmidim also, they were caught up in that, and they ultimately left the yeshiva, and they partially went off the derech. Reb Chaim Volozhin, you can imagine, was Rosh Yeshiva, had tremendous sorrow losing such Talmidim. Even it wouldn't be his Talmidim, the fact is that the three Choshev people like that, that they went off, he had tremendous, tremendous sorrow. And basically he shed a lot of tears in order to maybe one day to see that they return and they do tshuva. And he couldn't console himself because of the tsar of losing these three Choshev Talmidim. And his Rebbe, the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, comes to him in a dream. And the Goyin says to him, I want you to know that the cherev, the sword of Haskola, he says, will cause a lot of damage. And in order to be able to protect yourself, he says, from the influence of the Haskola, he said, Shusavis will not help. Shusavis, he says, will not help and protect someone who fell and was caught up into the web of Kfira. Shusavis will not pull him out of there. After all, he says, the truth is, all Yidden are great miyuchosim. We all bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, and yet we see many, many who fall away, they fall away. So Shusavis, he says, that's not going to do it, he says. Furthermore, he says, a person who has midos toivus, tremendously fine midos, a person whose character is very well developed, he says, l'maisa, it's a gavaldi gezach, but nevertheless, midos toivus does not work as a shield, bifnei peronius, in terms of calamity and so forth. So the only thing, he said, that will bring a person back, he says, is the schus ha-toivah. Schus ha-toivah is the only that will save a yid, which means to say, the Vilna Goyin in the dream told Reb Chaim, that anybody who really learned Torah Lishma in his life, at any tkuf, at any time, if he ever learned Torah Lishma in his life, he said, even if down the road he goes off the derech, but that schus ha-toivah will bring him back. So if he learned Torah Lishma, he really learned Erlich Torah. So no matter what might happen somewhere in the interim, but that schus ha-toivah has such tremendous power that eventually it will bring him back. That's what he had the dream, that Reb Chaim dreamed. Lamaisa, many years passed, and Reb Chaim went to try to investigate, and matter of fact is, what happened with these three Talmidim, because he lost track, there was no connection anymore, he had no kesher with them. So after a long time, many years gone by, and he tried to find out, so what is the end result? What turned out with all these Talmidim? And he finds out that the first Talmud, the one that was the Yachsim, the great Miyuchas, he mamish forgot all of his Yichas, like the Goyin said. He forgot everything about his Yichas, his father was a Rav, his Zayda was a Rav, going back seven generations, Rabbonin. As a matter of fact, he partially, totally, he assimilated. And then the second Talmud, who was outstanding in his Midos and so on, Hila Maisa turned to philosophy, and the Chochmah of philosophy partially confused him. And then mainly also Nebuch was lost up to the point that he converted. It's a Gishmat. No more, no less. And not only that, it's a Gishmat that he converted, but he also preached rushes of heresy in order to be able to like, sort of like to missionize, in order to even to capture and other influence others as well. The third one, who was the Masmit, Lamaise, he went to university and so on and so forth, and we said he was very, very bright, and he was very, very matzliach, you know, in his secular studies, ad kedei kach that he gained the admiration of his peers in terms of the madrega that he reached, as in being an intellectual. At the end of the day, he actually became appointed as being one of the heads of the university and so on, the state university, and which bedech klal would not allow a yid to occupy such a high position, but he was so smart, he was so bright, so therefore so they allowed him and gave him that position. It became necessary at that particular time, but Tzokosov, how long can he tolerate a yid being it? So they said to him, listen, now is the time that you convert. And he already was enticed by that. He was turning the time of being the head of a university. And that was a very big nesayim for him. They said, listen, if you want to maintain, you want to stay and keep maintaining your position, so now you have to convert. So he realized that the pressure was being put on more and more, so he asked for a reprieve for 3 days, sort of like to think about the Maizu Rav Amram there. The Maizu was just an excuse. He pushed it, he ran off. This was something too much from the bear. He pushed it, he ran off. He left all the covet and all the glory, everything that he had, and he had a cheshmen going to go to Eretz Yisrael. On the way going to Eretz Yisrael, he decided, you know, one more time he's passing Volozhin and to meet his Rebbe. And he meets his Rebbe in Volozhin, and Reb Chaim sees him, goes out, and he embraces him as tremendously as Makarovim. And the Talmud is telling his Rebbe Reb Chaim everything that went over him all these years, you know, everything that he experiences. And Reb Chaim, at the end, he asked him, he says, what saved you really? What was it that really that saved you? He says, I'll tell you the truth. He says, it turned out that after many years, I actually passed by one more time my hometown, where I grew up in. And I happened to go pass by the house of a yid, and the yid happened to be learning, was happened to be in the middle of the night, and I hear the kultur of a yid, the sweet gemorning that was coming out. He says, from a yid, push it up, poor yid, doesn't have anything, all that he had, his life, was the sweetening of that, and it was sort of a sadness, he says, that I heard, that's what my neshama heard, sort of a sadness, because that reminded me of the kultur, the same type of a ning that I used to sing. This is the way that I used to learn when I was in yeshiva. And it was as if the Nigin had no words, of course, only the words of the Gemara, but I heard different words to the Nigin. The word that I heard is, he says, that the Torah Lamaise is crying out to me for the fact that I rebelled and I denied everything of my past when I was learning yeshiva. And that moment, he says, this was Nesari Mia here at Shuvah, and he came back. So it really turned out exactly like the Goyen told him. Someone who really had a connection to Torah once in the past, down the road, that spark of Torah, he might meet up again with that, and that'll have a koich to really bring him back. I'll mention just one more incident, which is very interesting, and the Brisker Rav actually to relate that story with Elva LeBrisker. Elva LeBrisker pointed out, and he said that Reb Chaim Volozhin had tremendous ahavas of Torah. And for the telling, I should mention that Reb Chaim Brisker, the father of the Velvel, Reb Chaim Brisker said that of all the Rosh Yeshivas in Litva, says the one who had the greatest Ahavas HaTorah was Reb Lezer Gordon, was the Telzer Rov. Now, he didn't say that he was the greatest Goyim. He was among the greatest Goyim. He was. But he didn't say that he was the greatest Goyim Dafke. There were others also. But as far as the Ahavas HaTorah, he said, Reb Lezer Gordon, he said, had the greatest measure of Ahavas HaTorah. It was said, for example, Gizmoyish used to be said about him that on the way many times going from his house to the shul, he would pass by the city yeshiva. And he happened to be overhearing, you know, this certain Talmidim that they are being mefalpel in the sugya. Just he forgot the chal was going to the shul. He just went back into the mismatch and just got right involved, as if he would be part of that chabur. Whenever it was said that once when he gave a drosh in the shul, and then somebody asked a kasha on his drosh, it was a pilpul. Bechlal forgot to be standing in front of the Kodesh. He went over to the person, stopped being mefalpel with him in front of hundreds of people. Since he forgot where he was, Pashut, the Ahavas HaTorah that he had to talk and learning and to experience that Pashut took over everything. He forgot exactly where he was. And it is said that by one of the children, not sure which one it was, Reb Chaim Brisker, Chasid Gemach, was Reb Velvel, was one son, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik was another son, not sure which one it was, but it just turned out that Reb Lezer Gordon happened to be passing through Brisk at a particular time when Reb Chaim was making chasana. He was mechaber him with Siddur Kedushin, Reb Lezer Gordon, because of the tremendous harvest of Torah. So anyway, so just to tell you that, so Reb Velvel Brisker said that Reb Chaim Volozhin had tremendous harvest of Torah. He said, Adla Hafli, Adla Havs Mamish, was a Pele de Gezach, a tremendous harvest of Torah. So going on the street, he walks on the street and meets a poor man. He meets a poor man, and the Oni says to him, he says, I have a very interesting dvar to tell you. He tells Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim, and he asks Reb Chaim, were you interested to hear? So Reb Chaim said, I'm interested here. You have an interesting dvar Torah. I want to hear dvar Torah. So the Oni says, but to want to know, you have to give me 1 ruble first. So Reb Chaim said, okay. He said, I'll give you a ruble. So he gave him a ruble. And he starts telling dvar Torah. This is dvar Torah that you may have heard, but the source apparently comes from this Oni who told it to Reb Chaim, and then somehow, you know, the vort was passed on and on and on. And you'll find it maybe in different forum also. And the vort was, the Oni told him, start out with the words of the Medrash, where the Medrash says that the time when the Gzeira, right, the time of Achashverosh was the Hashmid Lahari Galabit to destroy all the Yidden. So Eliyahu HaNavi came and revealed himself to Mordechai Tzadik, and he told him about the Gzeiris. So Mordechai knew about it from Eliyahu HaNavi. So it says Medrash that Mordechai knew about the Gzeiris, knew about it from Eliyahu HaNavi, except he asked Mordechai to Eliyahu, with the Gzeiris that was signed in Shemayim, was assigned in dam, was assigned in blood, or was assigned in tit? Tit, it was like sort of like lime. Why? Because the Gzeirah is signed only with Tit, it's easier to be Mevatel, and the Koyach HaTfilah will be able to be Mevatel that Gzeirah. However, if it's the Chasim and Shemaim, if it was signed in blood and dam, then it's very, very difficult to overturn it. So Mordechai asks Eliyahu, he says to him, he says, you're telling me that the Gzeirah already was decreed in Shemaim regarding the Gzeirah of Achashverosh with Haman, but I want to know, was the Gzeirah in Tit, was it signed in Tit, was it signed in dam? So the Yid told him, this Oni told him, he said to him, it was signed in Tit, which means that there's hope. It's not in dam. And the Oni asked Reb Chaim, do you know where his Merum is in the Megillah? Do you know some Merum that was only signed in with Tit? And Reb Chaim says, no, I don't know. It says it's Merum is in the Pasuk. It says, regarding the bundle of money that Haman gave Achashverosh, it's Perosha Sakesef, Asher Omar Haman, right? Lishka La Ginza Melech Bayudim. What's the word? La Abdom. La Abdom is Loi Bedam. La Abdom is Loi Bedam. Yeah, La Abdom wants to destroy them, but it's Loi Bedam, and then the Pasuk repeats itself. There's another Pasuk. Ki Homon ben Hamdoso wa Agogi Tzayra HaKola Yehudim, right, was the enemy of all the Jews. Choshev ala Yehudim La Abdom, and here again La Abdom, and the Hippel Pur, right, and he cast lots. Again, it says to destroy them, it says, La Abdom. The word La Abdom is the Oisius Loi Bedam. Now you might question yourself, Bechlal, it's a remez in the Megillah, but you decided to break the word. The word is La'abdom. How did the Oni know? How did the Oni know? The Oni only asked Reb Chaim, where's the remez? Fine, but how did the Oni know what is Tzitzik and Shemaim? How did the Oni know what is Tzitzik and Shemaim to say that this was the story? So he says to the inviter, so after a while he says, Reb Chaim went to the Vilna Goyim, and he told him the Maise. He says, I met this Oni on the street, and he told me the whole thing with the Maise, that the Gzeir of Homer was only with Tit, not with Dam, and the Remez is from La Abdom Loi Bedam. So the Goyim says, the same one who revealed to Mordechai Tzadik that the Gzeir took place, which is Eliyahu HaNavi, he was the one that told you, Reb Chaim, this was not Stamanoni, it's Eliyahu HaNavi. The same one who told Mordechai, he was the one now that told you that the Gzeir was only Tit, La Abdom Loi Bedam. So this is not Stamanoni. He appeared like an Oni, he posed as an Oni, but the Goyim told him, the same one who told Mordechai Tzadik, he's the one that came to tell you and told you this Dvar Torah. So that's another incident again of Reb Chaim Volozhin. So we go, Rabbi Yisai, okay, we go back to Ruach Chaim, and we go here to Ruach Chaim, and here we are, a new edition, it's Daf Chof Aleph, it's the second, the lower paragraph at the bottom, is V'oid Efshel HaHazbir, okay? It's Daf Chof Aleph, Omer Chof Aleph. Okay, Va'oid Efshe Lahazbir. Dav Chof Aleph. Okay, what Reb Chaim here again is trying to give another explanation, and that's something we've been going through all the week since we started. Reb Chaim had one pshat, and the other pshat is again the basic question was, because this is still basically the first Mishnah. Reb Chaim is on Pirkei Avos. It was still Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Not even to Mishnah Beis in Perek Aleph, it's still Mishnah Aleph. Perek Aleph, it's Mishnah Aleph. Again, trying to get another explanation. The Shinu Aloshin, Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai. Right? Then he, Masorah, he gave it over to Yeshua. It doesn't say Yeshua Kibul Moshe. To be consistent, you should say either Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai and Yeshua Kibul Moshe. Or, because right, Baruch Hu was Moshe to Moshe, and Moshe was Moshe to Yeshua. By Moshe it says Kabbalah, and the Gabi Yeshua says He gave it over. It says Mesira. Why Kabbalah by Moshe? Moshe Kibel. But regarding Yeshua, Mesorah, he gave it over. So, Reb Chaim goes on to say the following. Very fascinating things that Reb Chaim says here. And I guess you need a God like Reb Chaim to be able to say these things. Why by Moshe says Moshe Kibel to her, he received? Regarding Yeshua, he gave it over to Yeshua. Al derech, he said, Mashomru Chazal. We find the Gemara discusses when various Gedolei Yisrael were nifter, the Gemara talks about their milas, their individual milas. So there was a great Tana, Yosi ben Yoyezer, he was one of the early Tanoim, and the Gemara says in Soita Daf Mentes that Mishemes Yosi ben Yoyezer, when Yosi ben Yoyezer died, Botlu Eshkoilois. Eshkoilos became bottle. What's Eshkoilos? Now, literally Eshkoilos, you mean Eshkoil is a bundle, a cluster, like a cluster of grapes. It's called an Eshkoil. What does it mean? Yosef ben Yehezer died no more. Bottle Eshkoilos. So the Gemara says, Ish Shahakol Boy. The word Eshkoilos is a combination, it's a contraction. The word Eshkoil is a contraction of Ish Shahakol Boy. A person with Alamilos. So if you want to say in one word, right, a person that has Alamilos, Eshkoilos. Now you know, now you can say this. So Eshkoilos means Ish Shahakol Boy. A man that had all the milas. Okay, so what is the depth of that? That's the simple translation. That's what the Gemara says. Ashkoil is the Ishakol Boy. Rav Chaim wants to give a deeper meaning to these words, to the title Ashkoilus. Yosef ben Yehezer was a man of Ashkoilus. Kavanosim Memlitz Azu is like Chazal Darshan on the Pesik, Vishodayich Le Ashkoilus. So I'll make it small like Doma. This is the Pesik in Shir HaShirim. Pesik in Shir HaShirim talks about, of course, it's the Derech Moshel. The entire Shir HaShirim, and it talks about the beauty, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And it describes the tremendous Ahava. It describes it would seem in like secular terms, B'Pashtus, because I'll say, Kol HaShir is Kodesh, Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedoshim. It's all, it says it's in code forms. It's all in Moshel form. Everything talks about the Beis HaMikdash and Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says that this posik, which says Shadaych Lishkoilos, says Zois Koy Mosech. I'm telling you the Akdoma, okay? Zois Koy Mosech, this is your Milo, this is your stature. The stature, the beauty of Klal Yisrael, Zois Koy Mosech, that's the before, the posik before that. Zois Koy Mosech, your Koyma. This is your stature. What is your stature? That Dom Sol Tomor. In other words, you are like a towering palm tree. Klal Yisrael is like a beautiful tree, like a towering palm tree. Dom Sol is Somar. And then it says, Vishodayich le'eshkoilois. Now literally it means, of course, you say that the breasts are filled with clusters of wine. It's a moshel. It's a moshel meaning to say is that they are filled with spiritual nourishment. The makavon is that Klal Yisrael has enough, just like a breast, right, is able to nurse a child. So Klal Yisrael has so much spiritual nourishment to give. Vishodayich le'eshkoilois, like a cluster of wine. It says further, Shodayich le'eshkoilois says Geffen. Now, okay, now, so what is the dimion? What is the dimion that we disseminate spiritual nourishment to eshkoilois, to clusters? What's the idea of a cluster? So the Medrash comes to explain the mile of a cluster. Maho Eshkoil, if you observe the clusters of grapes on a vine, Maho Eshkoil, Hagodu Mechaveroi, Nomuch Mechaveroi. What you find is it goes the steps. You find a cluster that's above one, but it's below the other, right? That's what you find. On top, higher and lower, higher and lower. One is higher and then it's lower because there's something above it, and so on and so forth. So most of them, each one have this relationship. You may be higher, but you're also lower. So just like the Eshkol, just like the clusters, Hagodl Machaveru is also Nomuch Machaveru. Kein Tamir Chachomim also, the greater they are, but they also are humble, they are lower. That's the idea. Says Reb Chaim, you know what that means? It's not just a mila. Anivis, humility, is not just a mila. Humility, says Reb Chaim, v'ho'inyin, kal yedei hu'anova, zoich adam hakol. And as a person wants to be Zeich, if you want to make any inroads, if you want to succeed in any area in your spiritual life, you have to have humility. You have to have Hanover. Ukemoi. And just like, for example, Moshe Rabbeinu all of Asholim. Moshe Rabbeinu had all the milas in the world. For example, Shehoye Odon Hanavim. He was, right? He was the master of all the Nevi'im. Ba'ava Chachomim. He was the father of all the Chachomim. So when the Torah talks about the miles of Moshe, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that Moshe, the mile of Moshe is, what, that the fact is what, that he was the greatest Novi. Or the Torah doesn't say that he was the Av Chachomim. Lo Nishtabeach, Moshe Rabbeinu was not praised, Ela Banovo. Which Moshe, one of Moshe was Onav Meoid, right? Malkopene Adoma. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Onav. Why don't you say he's Odin Hanaviim, Av Lachachomim? No, Avada he was. But in what essence, which Amida do we take out? The Amida that is praised is Banova. You know why? Because Komash is Zocha, Ubavir Anvosoi. You heard what Abraham says? So if Moshe Rabbeinu was an Odin Hanaviim, instead of talking about that, what was the source of that? How did he become that? Good, it's very nice to say it's Odin Hanaviim. But how do you become Odin Hanaviim? It's important to know what caused it, the Sibir. The Sibir was Anova. If he was Av Lachachomim, the Sibir, because he was humility. He had the mid of humility. He had the mid of Anova. Now look at the next line. It's a mind-boggling line. The next line, what Bukhaim says. The Ilu hoye Akshov Odom Onov Kemoshe hoye Vadai Zoich L'Toyer Bishleimis. That's the Maise. Bukhaim says there is no one today in any time that was an Onov like Moshe. Had there been anybody an Onov like Moshe, you also have Torah Bishleimus. So it means the success in Torah that you may have, well, it depends according to the Madrig of how much Anova you have. And you realize that Moshe's Anova was to the end extreme, because even Avraham Avinu was one of the greatest Anovim. As the Pasuk says, Avraham Avinu said, V'noichi Ofer V'efer. And yet Chazal are picky and say, Moshe was even bigger, because Moshe said, V'nachlu Mo, we are nothing. Ofer V'efer is still something. As nothing as it is, it's still Epis. It's still Ofer V'efer. Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'nachlu Mo. So Chazal say Moshe was a greater Anov. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was an honor to the nth degree. So Reb Chaim tells us, V'ilu hoya achshov, would have to be an honor that's honor of Kemoshe. He says, hoya vadai zoich l'toyre b'shleimus. And we find that the Chazal has told us, because it's Tainer of Zion, Lomo nimshala divrei Torah l'mayim. Why is it that Torah is compared to mayim? The Pasuk says, and Ovi says, hoy kol soma l'chu l'mayim. The Gemara says in Bava Kama daf Yuzayin, that the Torah is nimshala l'mayim. Torah is compared to water. So Chazal and Masechet Tainis want to explain why Torah is Nimshel L'mayim. Agav, the Chofetz Chaim once said, L'chayu Torah Nimshel L'mayim, you know, there are many mashkoyas that are more choshev. Yain is certainly more choshev than mayim. So the emphasis should possibly be that Torah is Nimshel L'yayim. Why Torah is Nimshel L'mayim? Mayim is very simple. I feel if Yiddish mezuk push it vase. Because it's poshet. Poshet vaser. Gaber not poshet vaser, right? It's a poshet zach. So toyed mishal l'mayim? No, it's a toyed mishal l'yayim. Yeah, like a yayim that's like 200 years old, a real good age yayim, which is a very expensive wine. Toyed should be compared to yayim. And there are mention of that also in the Gemara. But the emphasis of toyed mishal l'mayim, Chofetz Chaim point, is an extra dimension. And that is, Chofetz Chaim says, there's two nekudas actually. One nekuda is, mayim, as we say, the empty mayim and yayim, Yain as choshev as yain is, the fact is that a person can live all his life without ever tasting a drop of wine. In other words, wine is a luxury. Which means that a person can live till 120 without ever tasting a drop of wine. But no one can live without mayim. Mayim is not a luxury, mayim is a necessity. Torah is not nimshel al yain. Torah is not a luxury like yain is. Torah is nimshel al mayim, is the essence of life. The same way that you cannot live without water, you can't live without Torah. That's Pshat Torah's Nimshel L'mayim. Yayin is very choshev. Guess what? You can live one day. You can live without it. That's not Torah. Torah is not something you could live without it. It's a mile. It's not just a mile to have Torah. It's the essence of life. Torah Nimshel L'mayim. And there's another Nekudah. What does Chofetz Chaim say? Why Torah Nimshel L'mayim? What is the difference? You don't have to be such a big boki in Hilchis Brochis. You know, Mayim, the Gemara tells us very clearly, you only make a brocha, and this is Halacha, Hashoyse Mayim Litzmo'oi. You only make a brocha on water if you are thirsty. You only make a bracha on water that you are if you are thirsty. For example, if I'm not thirsty, but I'm drinking water, I have to swallow a pill, right? You don't make a bracha on the water. If you're not thirsty, you don't have to make a bracha. For matter of fact, there's a shikha machloikis on this nekudah. There's a shayla actually, if someone, if he went to his nutritionist, and the nutritionist said, you don't have to drink 8 glasses of water a day, right? Which is more or less accepted. 6 glasses, 8 glasses. Right? So you know what? He's not thirsty anymore. Hey, but he still has 2 more glasses to drink. The shayla, you have to make a bracha. So many say, you don't have to make a bracha. Because I'm not drinking this extra water because I'm thirsty. I was told I have to drink 8 glasses. No, if I fall, I have to drink 8 glasses. But I'm not thirsty at all. On the other hand, if you drink any other beverage, if you're not thirsty, you have to make a bracha because it has the taste, it has the ta'am. So, for example, if I want to swallow a pill and I drink some orange juice, I have no thirst for it, I have no reason. The fact is, you're drinking it, has the ta'am, you have to make a bracha. Water, you don't make a bracha. Only Hashoyse Mayim Litzmo'oi. Choshev Rav gave a drasha once in England. I mentioned that in a number of places once. Choshev Rav, Choshev Rav, Sefer Mar Zeliyo, Zeliyo Falk. He once gave a bracha, and in the middle of the drasha, he felt he needed to clear his throat. He's saying a drasha in front of 200 people, Chayisel Shir and drasha. So he asked for a glass of water. So he says, Barabim, Rabbi, I see, I have a glass of water. I'm going to drink this glass of water, but I'm not going to make a bracha. He says, that's fine. Why? Because I'm not thirsty. I need to clear my throat. He says, and the Lord is by my, you'll make a bracha. I show you some mind with small, you'll make a bracha if you're thirsty. So Mamela said, Chavetz Chaim, to be matzliach and Torah, Torah nimshul amayim. You have to have a thirst for Torah. If you learn Torah without a cheshik, if you learn Torah because you're being forced to learn Torah, if there's no choice, you have to learn anyway. It shouldn't be an excuse. Daflana, fil mavilnish, vilish kachayish, but daflana, you have to learn anyway. But the true atzlocha in learning is Torah nimshul amayim. It has to be litzmoy. You have to have a thirst for Torah. And that's why, by the way, someone once said, when the Gemara tells us in Dor Daf Pei Aleph, the Churban Beis Hamikdash came, right, what does it say? Why? Shlei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. Because I didn't make a broch, I didn't say Birchas HaTorah. And they all asked, Birchas HaTorah, so I'm an Avera if you don't make Birchas HaTorah. But is that such a great Avera? Is that such a great Avera, Rabbi Yisrael, to bring a Churban Beis Hamikdash? All the folks, Ayin Shom Baran, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoyin, and so on. Many, many different Terusim on that. What's it mean? The Churban Beis Hamikdash came, Shlei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. So said it pshat like this. Torah nimshul amayim. Mayim you only make a bracha when? If you're thirsty. If you're learning Torah, you're not thirsty, the suggestion was maybe you don't make a bracha either. So bracha b'Torah tchila means they did not have a thirst for Torah. That's a big avla. If you have no thirst for Torah, that's avla. So bracha b'Torah tchila is only a siman that they didn't have a thirst. Because Torah nimshul amayim. If Torah nimshul amayim, then you have to have a thirst. You only make a bracha on mayim when you're thirsty. So if Torah is compared to water, then in order to make a brach of a Torah, you should be full thirsty and thirsty. They didn't make a brach of a Torah because they were not thirsty. Ah, they were not thirsty. That's the nekuda. It's no thirst for Torah. The essence of life is Torah. The essence of the Bria is Torah. Everything is because you don't have bechlal, a relationship to Torah. You don't feel a thirst. You don't feel a need for it. That's something that might bring a destruction. Any case, so going on. That's the side perushim as we just mentioned. But now, what does the Gemara say? Why Torah Nishlamayim? Going back to develop Reb Chaim Volozhin is developing his theme over here. Again, Reb Chaim said a moment ago that if any person today would have the shleim, the mid of anivus like Moshe Rabbeinu, he would be kind of shleimus in Torah Kulay. And by the way, in a ksaviyad, this ksaviyad was a little bit slightly different wording. There, Itaka says you'd have shleimus and Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, and we have it on the sheet. You'll soon see. Later. Okay. In any case, so now, and he quotes the Gemara in Tainus of Zayin, "Lama nimsha divrei Torah l'mayim?" Why is Torah compared to water? Ma mayim, because what is the characteristics of water? Water always goes downstream. Water does not go upstream. Ma mayim, just like water, manich and mokim givoya. Water leaves the high place where it is, and it always finds its place right going lower. V'hoichel mokim nomuch, and it goes down. So mayim always looks the lowest place, looks to find the lowest place. Adiv retoire ein miskayim in Torah also will not have a kiyam. El b'mishu datish feilo all of someone who is humble, who is low, someone who feels lowly, right? V'rotzalayma kemoi hamayim hoichim, just like the water. It goes memokim givoya derech madrin. It goes down a slope. Lemokim hanomuch v'sham miskaimin. Oh, so the kiyum of the mayim is where when it hits the bottom. That's where the kiyum is. The kiyum. The retire also a miskaim. The kiyum of Torah is where it has to hit the bottom. Because a person has to feel humility. You have to feel the mid of humility. Davke el b'mi shedata shvelo. Davke the person who is data shvelo. So it's good that we should mention. We have it on the sheet, I'll just mention now. And you'll see if I don't know if we're going to get to that far, because towards the end of the sheet, I'll just mention it anyway. That Yerushalmi and Yevamos, listen to this Maisa. It's a half of a fella. So Yerushalmi and Yevamos, Perkut Beis, and it says that there was a town of Simonia. So Maisa said to Yerushalmi, in Mesachtes Yevamos, Perkut Beis, so Maisa that the Anshe Simonia came to Rebbe, to Rabbeinu HaKodesh. They wanted Rav. They want a Rav, they want a Rebbe. Suggest someone to be the Rav of our town, to be a Rav of our place. So Sholach Lohem, so the Yerushalmi says, so Rebbe sent them his recommendation, who did he send? So he sends as Levi Bar-Sisi. Levi Bar-Sisi was supposed to be a tremendous Gotel. There's in Yerushalmi, there's various mices regarding Levi Bar-Sisi. He was a tremendous Baldarshan. That's one of the characteristics he had. We find in Chazal, Levi Bar-Sisi was a tremendous Baldarshan. He got the Gekoyach to Darshan. Anyway, so Rebbe said that this is the right man. He sent them Levi Bar-Sisi. No, they were very proud of Levi, but they had a recommendation of Rabbeinu HaKohen Yehuda HaNasi. What did he do? So they erected a very big stage. They erected a very big stage, also like Bima Gedoyla. So they made a very big stage, very Shivua, and they put him, Levi by sister, the new Rav. They put him on top of the stage. Big podium. Big stage. So now, they have the, it's like, you know, it's a Q&A. It's for him. They want to ask him questions, like, you're the new Rav? Okay, we're going to shoot questions at you. Let me see. Give us answers to the question we have. So it's the Gemara in Yevamos. The first question was asked. So they asked him, Gidemes b'mahi chalitzes. But you know when it comes to chalitza, right? When a woman has to give chalitza, her husband died, and there's a surviving brother. So she's stuck. She can't get married unless, right, she does chalitza to the surviving brother. What she has to do, she has to remove the shoe. The Yevam, the surviving brother, otherwise they're connected. Right? He has to be miyavim her. She has to marry him. So what do? So she has to remove the shoe, chalitza. How do you remove it? With your hand. What happens if Chas V'Shalom, her hand is amputated? She's amputated. What does she do? So the mother discusses using the teeth. Believe it or not, to use the teeth to untie the ritzuas and to schlep the shoe off. But this was the shiloh. The shiloh was posed to Levi Bar Sisi, Gidemes, a woman whose hands are amputated. The shiloh, B'mehi chalitzes. He didn't answer. Okay, we'll try another shiloh. You know, Yavama, another thing, what else does the Yavama have to do in order to attain her release? Chalitza, and she has to be reikek, she has to spitz, right? The Torah said the word that v'yorka b'fonof. V'yorkocha l'yosalish ashal yivne es beisochiv. Now sometimes, unfortunately, you hear a situation where a person spits blood. Spits blood. The shiloh is for Yavama, she rokeko dam. Does that qualify for reik? It's not reik, reik is saliva. Like it's alive. But Yavama Shirok Yekadam. So the child said, what is the halacha? Is it acceptable? In the process, he said, he didn't answer. Then they asked him, Shalom Bagoda. They asked him, Shalom Senagarate. And he didn't answer. So he came now to Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, what kind of a candidate did you send us? They must have geschickt. And Rebbe says, I swear to you, Rebbe says, I don't understand. Rebbe says, "B'chayeichoin, I swear to you, ish kemoisi, I sent someone as great as I am. Rabbeinu called the God Lador. I sent you a God Lador." So Rebbe went, and now he has to find out what happened. This lady by Sisi, Rebbe says, is a God Lador. It's like I am. So what happened? Couldn't answer these questions. So Levi sent, let him come to me. I want to find out. Let him come to me. So Yerushalmi says that Rebbe sent after Levi, and he asked them all the shilas, the same shilas, and he answered everything on the spot. So he didn't know. So Rebbe says, "V'loma lo heshavto." So why didn't you answer them when they asked you? Why didn't you answer all the questions that they asked you? Why didn't you answer them? You know what he said? Listen to this. It's just an amazing answer. But Yishalmi says, "Omar loy," said Levi Bar Sisi, "Also libi megedoylo." They made this big, fancy, big stage for yeshivu oisi oleo. They put me on top of it. The Gova Ruchi, Gaive. I became personally ingratiated. I just felt so gewaldig, so great. Look at her, look at the doing, look at the cover that they're giving me. The Gova Ruchi Alai, by Dezen Nichshalti Meleida. But forget some Antoire. It's mind boggling. Lack of an Ivis. Lack of an Ivis. Talking about a great man, a God Lador. They meant it. For that moment. Horaya later, he remembered it all. He knew it all. But being at that particular experience, that, and could be talking to the greater they are, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, sends them the messages also. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Madagdi with the great Tzaddikim. Because that's what happened. Gova Ruchi Alai. I bothered a guy that had a little bit of a feeling of Gaiva, and I forgot everything. Call all of Rabbi. So Rabbi quoted the Pasuk in Mishlei. A person can be menavel himself. Menavel himself means he can really do himself bad and dirty. How? Im novalto bihisneso. Because of his nasus. That's called novalto. You made yourself like a manovelvik, machtig manovelvik. He says, Mi golem lochli hisnavel b'divrei Torah? Says Rabbi. What caused that unfortunately that you lost al shehisneso behem? Because you used that in order to gaiva went to your head at that particular time. So it's just a very fascinating thing. And this is now what we see really, what Reb Chaim is telling us, based upon with the Gemara and Tainus, that Toyodim Shalom Mayim. Mayim has no kiyim only at the bottom, otherwise it keeps moving. right? It has a kiyum when it hits the bottom. That's what has a kiyum. So to the Torah only has a kiyum by mishadato shefela. So he saw he lost the take. Levi Basis for a moment didn't have a kiyum. Didn't have a kiyum for him. For a moment he lost it at that particular time. So it goes on further. So the male, so he says. So again, so being that the Torah is only miskayim by someone who dati shefela, Cain he said is galgal haTorah. So to the Torah, basically, also just like water moves down the slope, the Torah also keeps moving from one to the other. The Torah keeps rolling from one place to the other. Ad Moshe shuhoya onov mikoil v'shafu v'nomach b'yoser. So that's where the Shleimus haTorah. That's where the Torah ended up. By Moshe Rabbeinu. Ukemai kli, just like a kli. Right, if you take a pot, for example, kolmashe doifna yoshe dak. The thinner the wall of the pot, the bigger the hole in the middle. In other words, a pot that has thick walls, so the area in the middle, right, is less. But if you thin out the walls, then you're getting extra space. So just when you have a pot, the thicker the wall, the less the hole in the middle. The thinner the walls, right, then now you have more. Ah, so he said, Jessica Klee, Komasha Doifna Yosha Dak. The more, right, the thinner that the walls are, it's Machzik Yosha, contains more. The thinner the person is, meaning is, the thinner is going to soon see. As far as a pot is concerned, he says, as a matter of fact, if the wall of the pot would be as thin as the peel of a garlic, it's just a marshal, as thin as it could be, then the whole pot is a base kibble. You have nothing to, there's no limitation, because the walls come out nothing, it's that the wall is nothing. So to the person, it means as far as a person, the more humility that a person has, Nisha b'yoyser mokim ponui. There's more room. He's a bigger base kibble. The gaiva, Rabbi Yisai, closes the base kibble. It crowds the room to be able to receive in it. Nisha b'yoyser mokim ponui base kibble the Torah. And he quotes the pasuk in Devarim. The pasuk in Devarim ches v'ram levavecho v'shechachto. V'ram levavecho gaiva v'shechachto s'Hashem alakecho. Rotsaloymer. Pasuk means Kiv shigavu l'malo u'mameilo l'nishe mokom ponu l'toyre al kein takes our Torah chaz v'sholem u'kimama ha'kosev. And as the pasuk says, Yishaya, pasuk talks about there will come a time that everybody will be filled with Das Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give the knowledge. The whole world will recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the lashon is like this: Kimolo ha'aretz deyos Hashem. The land, entire world, entire earth will be filled to know Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it gives a marshal. Again, Kimolo Ores, Deyo Es Hashem, the entire earth will be filled knowing Hashem. What's the, to what? Kimayim L'yam Mechasim. Let's touch it first simply. Kimayim L'cham L'yam, as water covers the seabed. You know what? Water covers the seabed. The depth of the ocean is always in the bottom. Water covers the seabed. So what's the marshal? All the earth, the whole world will be filled with Das Hashem like water covers the seabed. What does it mean? Kemoi hamayim amechasim liyam. Take a look, he says. Water that covers the seabed, right? The deeper where the seabed is, there's more water there. The deeper the seabed, as the seabed goes deeper, there's more water. So too, how much das will an individual have? It all depends how deep down you are, how lower down you are. The seabed, the areas of the seabed that is lower, contains more water. Right? It's deeper. So Kemolo Ores Deyos Hashem Kemayim L'yam Mechasim. The same way that water covers the seabed. Which areas, right, has more water? Kemoy Hamayim HaMechasim L'yam B'mokim Shu Omuk B'yoyser Nechnosim Gam Hamayim Shom Yoyser Habe. So the more there is more Omuk, the lower the seabed, the areas where the seabed is lower, contains more water. So to the person, the lower the person is, meaning is, the more knowledge that a person has, of other he will be zoiche to more. So let's take a Rabbi Yisrael, let's go to the sheet now. We'll see what we can do with this. Okay, so the first part was number one. We have, of course, the Ruach Chaim. B'shemes Yosef ben Yehezer, right? We have Yosef ben Yehezer. We have Botla Shkoilos. What's the Shkoilos? Isha Hakol Boy. A man that has everything. So Rabbi Chaim said, Kavanosim Amlitzazu. The idea of Shkoilos is like the cluster of grapes that Chazal say, one is lower than the other. You'll be able to have a lot of Torah to disseminate if you're like clusters. It may be taller, but Lamais is also lower. Kein Talmud Chocham also. For Inya said Rav Chaim Kaidei Huanova, Zoicha Odom, a person is Zoicha, right? Hakol Ukamoy Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not living like Moshe Rabbeinu. All right. That's the end of it. So we have here, again, a Pasuk in Shir Hashim. That's the Pasuk, by the way, Vishadayach Lashkoilos. Let's look at the beginning of the Pasuk. The Pasuk describes the beauty of Klal Yisrael. It describes the Avodah. It describes the beauty of Klal Yisrael. And it says the following. My Yofir Simono Amt Ahava B'Tanugim. The Pasuk said, look how beautiful and how pleasant you are. Klal Yisrael. My office, look how beautiful. Umanoim, how pleasant. Ahava betanugim. In other words, the pleasure, the spiritual pleasure that you have. The spiritual pleasure, the ahava that you have when you enjoy spiritual pleasure. Now, Zois koi mosech, says the Pasuk. Your stature is doime letomo, like a towering palm tree. Veshodayich leshkoilois. The Shaddai Lashkar, as we said, that the Pshat is that you are like clusters of grapes, clusters of wine that are filled with spiritual nourishment. So we have it from a sefer called Evan, well, the Goyen wrote a sefer, you know, the sefer from the Goyen, a sefer called Evan Shlema. This could be either Evan Shlema or Evan Shlema. There was a Goyen, his name was Reb Shlema Zalman Ehrenreich. He was a tremendous Goyen in Europe. Matter of fact, we had here Mispala, his name was Mr. Zonneschein, an Alta Yid. And he knew this Yid. He was in the Gedolim and Ungal, the Grace of the Poskim. He wrote Shas Shuvas Lechem Shlema. He wrote also Sfarim on areas of Nigla and Nister Mamish, and he was a tremendous Poisik. Reb Shmuel Engel, who was the Radimish Leruv, wrote on him, on Reb Shlema Zalman Ehrenreich, he said, Arisha Bechaburi, like the lion of the line of the group. Anyway, in the sefer over here, Evi Shlomo Parsha Shmini, he says the following. The truth is, we're talking about Anova. Now the truth is, there's some people, right, who when they do their frumkeit, many people want to show people, to see how frum they are. Obviously, that kind of frumkeit is very much connected with gaiva. It's not only when you buy an expensive esrog because you want everybody to see, you know, the esrog that you have, but bechlal, situations where a person either sometimes he gives a tremendous amount of tzedakah, but the idea that people should honor him, okay, no, whatever the situation is, okay, it's according to the game, you know, it's also good. But upon him, of course, that's not far from the true madrega and the true kavona of Avodas Hashem. But it's not easy when you're doing a mitzvah in public. It's not easy, right, to have to feel some self gratification. It's only natural. What he says over here is the easiest way to be mechavan l'shem shemayim. He says, you know when? He says, for example, take when you're oisik in gashmius l'shem shemayim. For example, achila. Achila is something which is an achila gashmius. It's a physical thing. A person when he eats, he has hanoah. Now the tzaddikim when they eat l'shem shemayim. But that, even though you may be eating publicly, but the Shem Shemaim is in the Machshava. So you can't have any gaiva that you're eating Shem Shemaim because nobody knows it. You're eating like anybody else eats. The Maisa, the Chel of the Shem Shemaim is in your mind. That's Betzinah. So the easiest avoider to do the Shem Shemaim is when you're doing something that's Gashmizdik, because it appears that you're doing a Gashmizdik Gepula. It's your mind that transforms it into an Avodas Hashem, but that's Betzinah, that's in your mind. So the safest way in Avodas Hashem to be able to do the Shem Shemaim is when you're doing Avodas Hashem in Yonam Gashmiyas. Now you realize in Gashmiyas Avodas Hashem, that's the easiest to do the Shem Shemaim, because the Shem Shemaim is all in your mind. Nobody can see the Shem Shemaim. So it says the following. Somebody who does the Maisim, he says, in hiding, he says, Zainim is good. Of course, if you do a Maisim privately, of course there's no Gaiva. Kishum Odom and Yodema Maisim Atoivim. It's only like Misha Oysa Maisim Befesia. It's only someone who does a Maisim in public. Zem Bolu De Geus. So therefore, Alken Oma Micho, we know Micha Novi said, the Hatsne Lechis is Hashem Alekecho. Right, the Novi Micha says, a person, right, don't show off. Perhaps Neleches, doing Avodas Hashem is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not important that other people see all your madregas. A person, say, who fasts Sheni V'Chamishi, right, as Beferish mentioned, should not publicize it, because then it takes away the whole effect, the whole quality. He wants to fast, he's mitzar himself, he's not eating, he's fasting Sheni V'Chamishi, but the extent everybody should know about it, he just, by the way, he stuck a needle, right, and just exploded the whole idea. So remember, the idea is, the Hatzne Leches and Hashem Alekechov. Omnom, however, he says, Misha oivides Hashem bedvorim gashmiyim be'eis achil v'shliuch adayme. Ech is goyah. How can he have gaivim bedvorim keile? The imki who oisa l'shem shemayim, even if he's doing it l'shem shemayim, makomuka machshavtei eini yedul ibnei yodom. But his machshav is not known. Nobody knows that. So memei v'machshav ha'toy v'hu batznei ha'moid. The machshav they do l'shem shemayim, that is almost, that is something that is private. Eini nekeir l'shem odom. Valkain, Valvoide Kazu, Shoivet, Bidvorim Gashmiim, he says, is Meyater, it has an extra miler, Shoenem is Gorbal if he is. Any other pool that you do, it's shak to do it in private, shak to do it in professor. If you do it in professor, it's shak to lead to the Gaiver. But if you're Avoid Hashem in Yonim Gashmiim, that's shak to be Gaiver. Why? Because you're doing something that's Gashmizdik. So Hashem Shemaim is in your mind, that's private. That's something that nobody knows. Who knows what your true machshav is? Forget many, many people. Sometimes shokel sech. His mind is going to sound just the opposite. Nobody knows what's in the person's mind. So somebody is avodas Hashem. If you can elevate gashmius, if you can do avodas Hashem in gashmius, he says that really, right? You're protected from gaiva. Kabem is your oisak in gashmius. The machshav is l'shem shemayim, but nobody knows that. That's only to you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says. So Mameli says v'ro'isi. The sefer Zichru Toras Moshe Lebal Chayodim. I have the sefer. It's a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. The Chayodim, everybody knows. Sefer Chayodim writes a sefer who goes through the halachas of Arachayim, and then you have Chokhmas Odom, which is on Yerideya. The Chayodim, by the way, was a Talmud of the Goyim. Talmud of the Vilna Goyim. And what's very notable, noteworthy, actually regarding the Chayodim, Bavon Danzig was his name. Bavon Danzig, that he, Rabbi Isai, he was not a Rav. He was not a Rosh Yeshiva, but the Chai Odom, Rabbi Yisai, the Chai Odom, he was a businessman. And he would travel from place to place, all over the place. And he writes in his Hakdomah that people never should not indict him that he's writing a Sefer in Halacha, because every moment that he has, of course, he sits, he says, and he learns. And this is what he does, this little Shem Panosa. And one can see that he had this Satya Dishmaya, the Sefer Chai Odom becomes a handbook, becomes a Sefer, which is a Sefer in Halacha. Mishabura calls Chai Odom, and so on. This is one of the sources. This is one of the sources of Halacha that everybody learns. It's a Sefer Chai Odom. That some poskim disagree with certain psakim, like everything, and it doesn't mean that they're right against the chayodim, but the chayodim. And then there's the chokhmas adam. We said also the same mechaber, which is on Yerideya. So the chayodim basically was Yerushalayim and Panosa, and yet it was oichet to write a sefer called with all the areas of halacha. And the main thing is, was niskal was accepted. It was accepted in Klal Yisrael as being one of the major svarim on halacha. So he wrote a sefer. He wrote a separate sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. Essentially, it's a small. It's called Zichru Toras Moshe. Zichru Toras Moshe. And the sefer here, Evan Schleimer writes that I saw in the sefer Zichru Toras Moshe. He says Kosa Bagdomoso. He writes in the Hagdomer, the Yeshlil Moed Min Hatomor Midas Anova. Actually, from the palm tree, it's an interesting thing. The palm tree is very tall. You'll say to yourself, Anova from a palm tree? Maybe Anova you learn from a little bush, maybe, right? Anova you learn from a little bush. A palm tree is very tall. So how do you learn Anova? How do you learn Anova from a palm tree? Says the Chai Odom in the Sefer Zichru Toras Moshe, you know what? He says, the Yesh Lilmoy bin Atomar Midas Anova Vishiflus, Al Pimashi Mevuri bin Mesechtes Bikurim. The Sefer Bikurim talks about if the first fruits, right? There's a mitzvah Bikurim in Eretz Yisrael that you have to bring from the first fruits only the Zion Minim. Only from the Zion Minim, but you have to bring Bikurim. Now dates, tomorrow are one of the Zion Minim. So the Mishnah Bikurim tells us Tamurim Shabamokim, that the Tamurim that grow in the valley, in the lowly valley, Toivim are better tasting, Mahatmorim Hagdalim Baharim. In other words, you have Tamurim that grow on mountains, and you have Tamurim that grow deep down lowly in the valley. Which are better tasting? The Mishnah Bikurim tells us the Tamurim Shabamokim. That's Anivis, the Amokim, the lowlier, the lower. Not those that grow on the mighty mountains, not those that grow on the tall mountains. But you see, for me, it's a remes. There's a Moir Lanovo. Read the Amek. Right, to be low. To be Amek. Loy Lalo is Bahar. Not to climb high. Not to climb high. And the Zesh Omar, and he says further, that the Pshat Sadi Katomo Yifroch. Sadi Katomo Yifroch, the Sadiq is like the Toma, which means that the quality of the Toma is the Amokim, in its depth. That's the quality, that's the true quality of the Tomar. That's the highest quality, that's the best quality of the, and that's the way Tzaddik should behave. Tzaddik at Tomar Yifro.
So he points out further, Vizek Kavonis HaKosif. So now says the Sefer Evan Shloimeh, going back to the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Mayofis Haman HaAmt, right? How beautiful and how pleasant. What is pleasant? What is beautiful? So he teaches further, look further. Mayofis Ahavol Hashem Yizbor Betanugim Shalom Hazeh. We always think tanugim spiritual. Tanugim, in other words, if a person takes tanugim oil mazeh and he utilizes that for avodas Hashem, that's the most beautiful. Why? Because there's no gaiva there. Kadamas, you're using tanugim oil mazeh. You're being oisik. But if you serve Hashem in tanugim oil mazeh, that's the most beautiful avodah. Why? That's clearly the void from God. There's no God. There's no vestige of gaiva there. Why? Because the avodas Hashem is in your machshavah. Because you're using tanugim oil mazeh. You're being involved in tanugim oil mazeh. So therefore, my yofis among the arms, you know when it's sweet and when it's pleasant and when it's so beautiful? That's a havi betanugim. If you can take him, you can make avodas Hashem. You can love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? By serving him in Gashmias. A havi betanugim. Tanugim mitaitis tanugim elamazeh. If you can show a havi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu tanugim elamazeh. Zois koimoseich. That's the highest mile. Rotzalayim zois ha-mile sheyesh bavodizu. Bedvorim ha-gashmiyim. Doms, why? Because doms are the tomor. Because this type of avoid, when you're doing avoid Hashem in Gashmiyus, then you are like the tomor, you have the anova. When you do the avoid Hashem in Tanugim, when you do the avoid Hashem in Tanugim olam hazeh, then doms are the tomor, then you are like the tomor that you're doing it with anova because there's no guy over there. You're doing Gashmiyus. Who knows what your machshava can? People may even accuse you that you're indulging in yonim of olam hazeh. So that's doms to the tomor. Then you are doim to the tomor. Because when you're serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Gashmias, there's no gaiva there. Machmashu batzneya, or machshavta hatoiva nisteres. Right? His good machshava that's on the thin, nibnei odom. So he says further, now, there's another side thing. What else do you gain? When you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Gashmias, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you Gashmias. Why? To serve him with Gashmias. The klal he says is, it's a well-known klal, that it's tzaddik. It's tzaddik who asks, Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me Gashmias, I want to serve you. Kodesh Baruch Hu opens the pipe, Kodesh Baruch Hu opens the, it's called the tzinor of Hashpoah, and the tzaddik, Rabbi Isai, receives a lot of Gashmias. But the tzaddik who receives the Hashpoah is now able to give it to others also. There are people, needy people, right, could be Almonas, could be Yisraimim, could be Bnei Torah. The tzaddik, he asks Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me Gashmias. Now he asks Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me Gashmias, wants to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu with Gashmias. Once the pipe is open, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him Gashmias, he's able now to be Mashpia to the world, who need all the toiv and need all the ashpoyas. V'shadayich leshkoilos. What does that mean? Look what he says now. V'pimasho isi b'sforin. The tzaddik shenehene moylam hazeh b'rachova. The tzaddik who receives rachova sadas from moylam hazeh. Yuchel ashpia yoysu shefa upanosa lacherim. Then the tzaddik she'en nehene moylam hazeh. Because I have a tzaddik, Rabbi Isaiah, Bechlau is not nehene at all from moylam hazeh. That's very good, but he has no koyach to be a mashpia. There's so many yidin that need so much. He used to say the Choizim Lublin, for example, the Yid HaKodesh. The Yid HaKodesh was a tremendous goyin, and at first he was a Talmud of the Choizim Lublin. Talmud. But at the end he left the Choizim Lublin. Why? Why did he leave the Choizim Lublin? The reason he left him is because the Choizim Lublin, his avoider was to be mashpia toiv and klal Yisrael. Most of the day, Poshet Yidin came with all the tzoras that they had, and he had the kavaldi gekoyach, the choizim will be in his tremendous bal moifis, and he would be mispala for them. And his avoda was point to be mashpia toiva. And the Yid HaKodesh, he wanted to be challenged in terms of more in the area of Torah. But the choizim will be in his avoda was to be mashpia toiva. His avoda to be mashpia toiva. It's something that's not nehenem oylam hazeh, it's very nice, but he also does not have then the availability to be mashpia oylam hazeh either. It's tzaddik lamaise who accepts oylam hazeh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he can be mashpia and give it off, distribute it further. So again, it's tzaddik that's nehenem oylam hazeh b'chovo, yuchal hashpia yoyse shefa panosa to others, but tzaddik she'ena nehenem oylam hazeh. Vatam, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him, he can give it to others also. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the pipe for him to give the tzaddik all the oil of mazeh, he is able now to distribute it further. So now to the pshat goes, so here's the hemshech. The tzaddik is mayofis anamt ahave b'tanugim. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me oil of mazeh, because I want to serve you. I want to serve you with tanugim. know what you gain besides the high level of avodah? Because there's no gaiva. The shadayich, the breast is what nourishes. Shadayich leshkoilos, he says. Now I have the ability, because the word shadayim, look at what shadayim means. You know what the moshel of shadayim? The moshel is ayin sanhedrin chavdalad. Listen to this. Shadarshu. Shlomo Melech says in Shir Hashirim another posik. He says, "Ocho Yisalanu Ketana." We have a young sister. V'shadayim Eilo. So Haru Chazal Darshim Shadayim Eilo. Look, Chazal say, "Ze Eilom." Eilom was in Bovel. Bovel had different areas. Bovel had tremendous yeshivas. Many areas in Bovel, the famous one certainly Sura, Pumpadisa, all these areas, there were places not only that big Talmid HaChachomim, they also were marbits Torah to others. Elam was in Bovel, they learned for themselves, but they were not Mashpia Torah. Elam was, by the way, the area where Elam is, it is said is somewhere around where Shushan. Somewhere around where Shushan is. Shushan Abira. That's where Elam. Elam, the Gemara tells us, was a place that people learned Torah, but they did not teach it further. So the Gemara says, you know what Shadayim Elam means? That Elam Shizoch Salilmoid V'loy Lulamed. If you don't teach further, if you're not Mashpia, you don't have Shadayim. The idea of Shadayim is to nourish, like a mother nourishes the child. Harei the Shadayim Moire Lahashpo Lacherim. Shadayim means to be Mashpia Lacherim. V'alkin Omar, the tzaddik that serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ahavu B'tanugim. Give me all in Yonah Lamazeh. Give me, I want to serve you in Yonah Lamazeh. But what he gains from that is, he has to be Mashpia Panosa. He has to be Mashpia Toivo. V'alkin Omar, V'shadayich L'shkoilos. Haine, Eshkoilos means a lot. Clusters. V'shadayich L'shkoilos can be Mashpia in clusters. Dan Shashpia Lacherim, the Mida Toivo, that he has the ability to be Mashpia to a Midatoiva. And that is the Yisoid. That is the Yisoid, to be able to be Mashpia Midatoiva. It is said that in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. As a matter of fact, it is said, the number said it, but the Friedrich Rebbe, Lubavitcher, Friedrich Rebbe Rayatz, he said the name of Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov says, it's Kedai, he says, for a year to come down this world. And let's say he lives 70, 80 years, just wants to do a Toiva to a Yid. Come down to this world, he just wants to do a Toiva to a Yid. Come down to his old once it is Kedai. And that's what we see from here. That the avoid of a tzaddik is, in addition to Sova Kodesh Baruch Hu, to take the Yono Elam Hazeh that he serves, not for himself, but to be able to be Mashpia L'Acherim. And that, in fact, that is one of the biggest Yisoidis. It has been said also, you know, one of the most important aver of the human body, right, one can say is the heart, right? That's the heart, that's the source of life, is the heart. No, the famous kash is, if the heart is the most choshev, what's on the left side? The yamin is more choshev than the left. The Yemin is the more choshev than the left. The heart is the more choshev ever. The heart should have been on the right side. The answer is, if I look at myself, my heart is on the left side. If I'm facing you, you see it on the right side. If you have a heart for somebody else, your heart is on the right side. Then your heart is in the right place. It's all about you, your heart is on the left side. That's it.